a word now with the top man from the Dutch Golf Federation, the Nederlandse Golf Federatie, Jeroen Stevens. Now, Jeroen, it was a very bold move to scrap the Deloitte Ladies Open and launch an ING Private Banking Golf Week. But with good reason.
Yeah, well, boldness. I mean, we were in some problems to raise enough money for the normal format. So, out of, how do you say it in English, poorness, we had to think of something else. And this is what we thought would be a good replacement and also something which can be really big in the future. But obviously, this is the first time we have to learn. But yes, especially yesterday when the weather was good, I spoke to a lot of people and also very traditional golfers, and they love the format. And so I'm very convinced that this is the way forward.
Amateurs played this year in this special format tournament, as well as the professionals. It's also given the amateurs a good chance to play a course that the professionals are playing at the same time. Now, I know you're looking to get 50,000 more golfers, youngsters, playing, and that is part of the reason of this Golf Week. I was very impressed with the fun park here for the kids. Yeah. Whose idea was that?
Well, I cannot say it's my idea, but actually it was. No, it's an idea of some people. Like 24 months ago, we were sitting down and said, well, we have to do something because numbers are dropping down from 20,000 juniors to 13, only 13. We lost like 7,000 juniors in the last 5 years. And if you go deeper in it, you find out why, and that is because golf is not the first sport for a junior in Holland, and probably will never be like in a lot of countries. But for example, the UK, I mean, every kid knows what golf is. That's not in Holland, so we have to do it differently. We have to position golf as a second, third, or fourth sport or activity for kids, and then it has to be fun. I mean, life has to be fun anyway, but...
But also at the other end of the scale, you're losing players, not only Holland, but across Europe, losing players at the other end of the scale. Why is that?
Well, we're not losing... I mean, we're quite stable, like 380,000 people. What we see is that we find it difficult to get young... And I mean, with young people, I mean like between 35 and 55, so parents of kids. So that's also a reason to get those numbers up for kids, because that will probably mean that also their parents will be more in golf, and that's what we need.
You've got the numbers, you say, around 380,000, but I gather those people aren't playing as often as they used to.
No, so...
Everybody's busy.
I agree. So it's not the numbers are dropping down, but the amount of rounds played is going down, and that's so golf is not less popular. We have to adjust the product, which in this case is golf, to what people want to do in their free time. And their free time is not less than it was in the earlier days, but they got a lot to do. I mean, you can choose.
There's a lot of choice now, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, I mean, this weekend, if you look in the internet, what you can do in the area of Amsterdam, we have a lot of competition.
But also, I do rather feel that golf has seen a great boom here in Holland in the last, 10-15 years. A lot of new golf courses have opened up. In fact, how many golf courses are there now in Holland?
Like 200. And with 380,000 players, that's okay. But we have to get those people more often to the golf course. And how do you do that? Well, obviously through trial and error, but I think one of the biggest reasons why the amount of rounds are dropping down is that our product is not suited well enough for the age group between 6 years old and 50. And that's out of the 380,000 people, we've got like 250,000 are in those age groups. So there is a lot of potential, but we have to use it.
Now, there's a lot of fun going on in the background here. This is the Crew Cafe, where the winning team have just celebrated with the trophy. It's a tradition the volunteers have celebrated with them. Now, the big question is, of course, will this Golf Week take place next year?
It will take place, definitely. And the question is where and exactly how. So we've got to evaluate our first tournament here. And I'm not convinced it will stay here. I'm not convinced it will be exactly in the same format. We have to adjust it. We have to talk to the players, what they think of it. We have to talk to the crowds that have been here to hear what they think of it. And from there, there's only one way, and that's up, because we need to.
Good. And the final question, of course. ING Private Banking sponsored this year. Have they already said they're going to be sponsoring for the next 3 years? Is there a commitment?
Yeah, there is a commitment for 2017 and 18. So
that's great. Well, Jeroen Stevens, I wish you well with golf in Holland. Thank you very much.
Thank you.